Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and tuning up. This is Scott Jensen with my Ancient Wisdom Modern Health Podcast. Here, I share and explain how to get and stay healthy with Tai Chi, Qigong, and Kung Fu, mixing interviews with incredible people and my own insights and experiences. We look for timeless wisdom and proven practices to be healthy and happy today. Dear listeners, thank you for your patience with the slight delay in producing this episode, What is Qi? In one of those perfectly ironic and real moments, our power went out here in Marin County, Northern California, for 77 hours immediately prior to the release of this podcast episode. So we had to take a little break and wait for the power provided by PG&E Energy, Qi, to come back into our world. I'd like to encourage you also to check our show notes so that you can look at the character for Qi as we discuss it. In this episode, I would like to answer the question, what is Qi? I think many people have heard of Qi. Certainly, if you've gone to an acupuncturist or you know someone who's gone to an acupuncturist, you understand that the acupuncturist is going to use their techniques to adjust or influence your Qi to help balance and harmonize and improve your health. So what is Qi? Qi is a very difficult word to translate, and we're going to discuss this in a moment. But before we discuss actually what the word Qi means, let's just look at how it's spelt. When you see the word Qi written, you'll either see it written as C-H-I, or you'll see it written as Q-I. Both methods of spelling indicate the same word Qi. They're just different ways to write the word based on the romanization system. Q-I comes from the modern Chinese system, and C-H-I is an earlier system developed by Western scholars. So when we say that Qi is difficult to translate, here are some of the different ways that Qi has been translated. As energy, as material force, as matter, as ether, as matter-energy, as vital force, life force, vital power, moving power, or motive power. Those are quite a few different words, and they're very different. So let's look at the traditional character for Qi and see what that tells us about the meaning of Qi. Many Chinese characters are composed of two smaller characters, which combined make a new meaning. And this is the case with Qi. It's combined two characters. The lower part is a character for rice, and the upper part is a character for steam. Overall, the character indicates the steam coming from cooked rice. And that's one of the earliest definitions of Qi. So what we see with this is rice is a material component, and the steam or vapor is an immaterial component. It's symbolizing the immaterial world. And the character Qi is showing that this subtle substance, the steam or vapor coming from the rice, is arising from coarse or material substance, and they're connected. So the character is indicating that the immaterial and the material are connected and that they're both joined. So this is a foundation meaning and look at the word of Qi. The healthier and more abundant your blood is, the greater the quantity of Qi or energy you will have. Many people are anemic, meaning they do not have enough blood. This condition is surprisingly common and results in low energy levels, a pale complexion, and a cold body, particularly cold hands and feet. Tai Chi combined with adequate food and rest is an excellent way to improve the health of your body and circulatory system. Tai Chi's ability to assist cardiorespiratory function positively is well documented. In my own experience teaching, many students have reported that their blood pressure and cholesterol levels were significantly lowered and they no longer required medication. An important part of this process is the mind relaxing as the result of the slow movement and deep breathing in Tai Chi. When our mind relaxes, our body relaxes as well. As our body relaxes, our blood pressure and heart rate go down, and our blood is able to circulate more freely and easily. Improving the health of your blood is a profound improvement in your health that affects every part of your body. Learn more by going to 10,000victories.com. Qi has a fluid nature. There are many manifestations of Qi. Everything is Qi. Qi spans all matter and energy. In its densest form, Qi is solid, condensed, hard matter like earth, rocks, metal. All material objects are made of dense Qi. At the other extreme is pure energy like solar radiation, pure light, or thoughts and mind and spirit. Qi is the basis for all phenomena we observe, all matter, all being, all movement, and all change. The universe is viewed by Chinese philosophers as the result of many different stages of aggregation and dispersal of qi. Aggregation is qi coming together to form phenomena of different degrees of materialization, different states of matter. When the qi comes together, it aggregates into different states of matter. Heaven and earth are both qi. Heaven is the most rarefied and dispersed form of qi. Earth is the most condensed and aggregated. Because aggregation and dispersal are words that are infrequently used, especially in combination, let's just take a look at aggregation first. Aggregation means to combine. It's looking at different elements or different pieces that are being pressed together. You could look at aggregation as being sand and dust and dirt that's then compressed over time, turning into like a harder sandstone and then being compressed, perhaps heated more, compressed again. Now it turns into a much harder form of rock. This would be in a natural world, a use of the term aggregation to show how something is condensed and compressed to make something new. And it's even a newer state of matter, moving from a less solid, the dust, dirt form, into a much harder, more solid form, the rock. So when we're talking about qi coming together, this is a constant thing, but it could be faster, it could be slow. It could be that a planet is aggregating in outer space from primordial elements, or it could be that you're mixing cookie batter together and you're aggregating the elements found in your eggs and milk and flour and sugar, and then they're combining with the heat. In the end, there's something new and it's a new state. This would be looking at aggregating. Dispersing is as simple as a flock of birds that's all tightly bundled together, or a flock of fish, and then it suddenly spreads out in all directions. So now the fish and birds are all over the place. They're no longer together. That's dispersing. So you could think about molecules or atoms coming together and forming matter and then dispersing into an energetic state and moving about. And this is what's happening with qi constantly. Another thing to sort of mention about qi here is that we don't see qi or feel qi. We see the movement and we feel the movement of the qi, but we don't actually perceive it as such. A good way to think about this is if you go down to the beach and you see the waves coming in. And at first, when you're looking at the waves, you think that the water far away is moving rapidly to the shore. And that if you had a bucket of water way out there, that it would suddenly, that same group of water would be right on your feet on the beach. But this isn't the case, actually. The the molecules of water out in the waves sort of go up and down in a large semicircular pattern as the energy of the wave passes through them. The energy of the wave passing through the water and causing it to change its form and shape, that's the energy, that's the kinetic energy, that is the chi moving through the waves. So we can't actually see the chi, but we can see its effect. And this is the same way that we can perceive the chi in our body. We don't perceive the chi directly, with a direct intuition of the master, but really we perceive chi by its feeling and its function and its effect, and perhaps by its lack. So this is how we perceive chi in the body. By using our skills of perception, we notice its effects, but we don't perceive it directly. An ancient Chinese philosopher named Wang Chong, who lived in AD 27 to 97, 2,000 years ago, talked about qi, and I would like to quote him. Wang Chong said, "Qi produces the human body. Just as water becomes ice, so qi coagulates to form the human body. When ice melts, it becomes water. When a person dies, he or she becomes spirit, shen. It is called spirit just as melted ice changes its name to water." Wang Chung also said about qi, "The separation, the lighter and pure elements of qi became heaven, and the turbid or heavier elements of qi formed the earth." I think this gives a good idea of the expanse and comprehensiveness of the idea of qi in its philosophical base. The amount of qi does not increase or decrease in the universe, only how aggregated or dispersed it is. Moving on from discussion of qi as a philosophical term, we're going to discuss qi more in its medical context. The human being is a meeting of the qi of heaven and earth. It's a mixing of both. Qi is both physical and spiritual. In medicine, many different types of qi are described. However, they are all ultimately one qi. The qi term that we have discussed already is modified by many other terms to help describe its actions and its state. There are two main aspects in medicine. The first is qi is a refined essence produced by the internal organs that nourishes the body and the mind. The second main aspect of qi is qi can also indicate the functional activity of an organ. For example, we might say liver qi. When we say liver qi, this means and refers to the function and activity of the liver, not a separate portion of qi which resides in the liver. Now I would like to discuss some of the different terms and types of qi found within the body. The first I would like to discuss is yuan qi. This is the original qi or pre-birth qi. Yuan qi is the pre-heaven essence, jing, transformed into qi and nourished by the post-heaven qi on food. I'm not going to discuss essence or jing at this time in great detail because we're going to look at it thoroughly in a future podcast when we discuss the three essential substances known as Jing, Qi, and Shen, and how we cultivate our Jing, Qi, and Shen with Tai Chi, Qigong, and Gong Fu. The original Qi or pre-birth Qi is nourished by our post-heaven chi, which comes from our food and air and water. The pre-birth chi circulates throughout the body. In contrast to pre-birth chi is post-birth chi. Post-birth chi or post-heaven chi is the chi that we get every day from the food we eat, the water we drink, and the air we breathe. This chi we replenish. The pre-birth chi came from your parents, from both your mother and your father. Once you're born, you're not going to get any more. The umbilical cord has been cut. At that point, the amount of pre-birth chi you have has been determined. If you were born and you had a lot of pre-birth chi, then you were a very healthy baby with a lot of energy. If you were a little sick at birth, or you didn't have a lot of energy, or maybe you're a little on the small side perhaps, then people might say, oh, pre-birth chi is a little weak. So this is the idea of the pre-birth chi. The pre-birth chi, it cannot be increased. However, it can be decreased. And your pre-birth chi can be exhausted by overworking, overstress, doing too many drugs, drinking too much sex. All of those could potentially exhaust your pre-birth chi and then greatly weaken your overall health. However, the good news is, although you cannot increase the total amount of pre-birth chi that you got from your parents, you can use the methods of Tai Chi and Qigong and Kung Fu to sort of fluff up or perhaps add compost, if you were a gardener, add compost to your pre-birth chi and increase its vitality and bring it perhaps back up to the level that you had originally. So when we're doing methods like a pre-birth Qigong, we're directly attempting to cultivate our pre-birth chi and build our overall health. That concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you like our podcast, I hope you will subscribe and share with your friends and family who would enjoy and benefit from it. If you have questions, send them to practice@10000victories.com. Until our next episode, stay well and be happy.